KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, it looks like we're going to see partly to mostly sunny skies in the upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 35. Clear for tonight, mid 40s, wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, much warmer, right around 80 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy and breezy with a low near 61. And Friday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures 74. Right now, it's 68.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers for Free Trade have released another television ad as part of the effort to highlight the damaging impact retaliation from a series of new tariffs will have on critical ag exports. The new spot features Indiana corn and soybean grower Brett Bible, whose soybean operation relies on exports to China, as do many more across the country. He said in the spot he's supportive of the Trump administration, but he has concerns about current actions that have been taken on trade and tariffs. And the fact that China is our number one soybean customer makes us very vulnerable, he says. Our farm, and like many others like ours, will be the first casualties in a trade war, Bible says. Well, the spot will run the next 2 weeks on cable news like CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. China has already announced $3 billion in retaliatory action, much of which was aimed at American ag exports, including fruit and wine. Farmers for Free Trade co-chair Max Baucus says China is looking to hit where it hurts. That's why they're going after American ag exports. Well, drought begins to tighten its grip on a large area now of southwestern U.S. Farmers, ranchers, and water managers are getting ready for what's expected to be more warm and dry weather through the spring. Federal drought map shows conditions worsening over portions of New Mexico and Arizona now. All of Nevada and Utah are affected by some level of drought as well. The drought map shows Oklahoma setting up for what looks to be the worst drought conditions in the U.S. The panhandle is an area dominated by agriculture. The amount of land that's under exceptional drought has more than doubled in size. Cole Perriman, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, said they're in irrigation period, but it would be really fantastic to get some precipitation out of the area. Crop conditions in the drought area have declined as extreme drought spans from Kansas to Oklahoma all the way to California. Three-quarters of the winter wheat crop in New Mexico poured a very poor. We know those numbers as well in Kansas. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas is seeking to put the brakes on out-of-state gubernatorial candidates after 10 people living outside state lines took the initial steps to run. The Kansas City Star reports that Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt said he's filed a lawsuit as part of an effort to keep non-residents out of the race. He said in a statement that it appears lawmakers always intended for candidates for Kansas governor to reside in the state. He says that he's asking the court to interpret Kansas law, which currently says nothing about candidates' age or residency. News coverage about the
lack of requirements has led to a slew of teenagers and non-Kansans forming campaign committees for a gubernatorial run. A man even tried and failed to get his dog on the ballot. Lawrence police say a woman who fell at a restaurant bar has died. A 61-year-old woman from Leawood died on Sunday after she fell Friday night at a bar in downtown Lawrence. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
I was driving in my car and I smelled a number 5 with fries. Just my ride.
No.
But with the new Febreze car, I got it under control. Now they come in light, they're bold. Choose how you roll. Febreze car, roll with me and breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
The suspect in a robbery at Newton's First Bank in South Central Kansas has been identified as Martin L. Paris. The robbery occurred Monday around 5:45 p.m. when the man entered the bank and passed a note to the staff. The man left with an undisclosed amount of cash. Paris is on federal probation in Oklahoma for previous bank robberies. He was last known to be in the Oklahoma City area last night. He's 5 feet, 5 inches tall, approximately 170 pounds, and believed to be driving a silver 2015 Kia Optima. Law enforcement agencies across multiple states are looking for him. If you have any information, you're asked to call authorities. A Junction City woman whose boyfriend died of a drug overdose has been sentenced for drug distribution. The Salina Journal reports that 27-year-old Rachel Moody was sentenced Monday to nearly 2 years in prison. Prosecutors say she supplied the methadone that her boyfriend, 27-year-old Christopher Allen, overdosed on in October of 2015. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Market information, Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The Colombian government increased its national blend mandate for ethanol to E10. As of the beginning of this month, government officials in Colombia say sugar prices dropped considerably in early 2018, encouraging the production of ethanol, which led to the mandated increase. Colombia has a growing domestic ethanol industry producing sugar-based ethanol. Additionally, U.S. ethanol enters Colombia duty-free per the terms of the U.S.-Colombia Trade Promotion Agreement. But the government's current low-carbon fuel standard discriminates against corn-based ethanol. Still, some U.S. refineries can meet the greenhouse gas emission reductions required in the standard. A spokesperson for the U.S. Grains Council says the organization is working with Colombia to ensure the country's biofuels policies allow for a competitive market while also complying with the government's GHG reduction goals. Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
We know that good jobs are hard to come by, especially in the field of agriculture. However, an opportunity is open for the right person at the Mid-America Ag Network. If you enjoy selling, meeting people, and working with the agribusiness professionals, this sales position could be for you. Some sales experience is required. However, we will train. Position includes salary, commissions, and benefit package. The Mid-America Ag Network is an equal opportunity employer. Call us today at 316-721-8484.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington, Morroville, Hanover, and Hollenberg fire departments were dispatched March 30th to Keysicker Agribusiness at 20th and Prairie Roads in Washington County for a report of a structure fire. A hog building and 179 10-week-old replacement gilts were lost in the blaze, which was reported shortly after 3 p.m. by an employee at site. It's believed fire was electrical in nature and was isolated from five adjacent buildings on the property. Alcohol may have been involved in an injury accident Sunday evening in Blue Springs. Amy Swafford, age 38, of Wymore, lost control, crossing a dip in the road, then struck steps and a tree, at first at A Streets. Another individual may have left the scene. Amy Swafford was transported by life flight to a Lincoln hospital. A Leavenworth man fled from Washington County authorities Friday and was arrested on charges of DUI second offense, fleeing to elude, unsafe turning or stopping, speeding, and left of center violations after he was stopped in the 2900 block of U.S. Highway 36. Cody Tice was held at the Washington County Jail on $2,500 bond. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities on Friday, April 13th. Commodity distribution from 10 to 11 a.m. at Frankfort City Hall, Summerfield Community Building, Vermilion American Legion, and Waterville Community Center. Beatty, Bremen, Herkimer, Home City, Oquito, and Marysville residents pick up commodities Friday, 9 until noon at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Commodities are for all age groups. If you don't have a current application on file, please bring proof of income with you. Contact Marshall County Agency on Aging with questions at 562-5522. Friday evening's big band show with the Presidio Brass is sold out. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the event at the Marysville Airport. KNDY will air live reports Friday from the event in the 5 o'clock hour. For those unable to attend, a free concert with the Presidio Brass is planned Thursday evening in Frankfort at the United Methodist Church at 7 p.m. A potato bar with dessert will be featured in the church basement beginning at 5. The concert is free to the public. Arthur Payshaw, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Art Payshaw. Shirley Hill Thomas, age 58, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 3:30. Visitation an hour before service Saturday at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, burial in the Seneca City Cemetery. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Thomas.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's one wild week at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. Starting Saturday, 10 a.m., ending Friday, 6 p.m. 7 days of exceptional furniture savings. We're clearing our floors and making room. For 7 big days at Feldkamp's, you're going to save big. No, you're going to save so big. Take advantage of incredible savings on hundreds of furniture items store-wide. Serta mattresses and more. Plus special financing for 12 months. This week at Feldkamp's, you're going to save big on sofas and sectionals, casual dining and formal dining rooms. Save big on motion furniture, leather furniture, recliners, bedroom furniture, and Serta mattresses. Take advantage of big, big savings in every department store-wide. Plus, even at these amazing price reductions, Feldkamp's lets you buy it all with special financing for 12 long months. See store for details. When it comes to furniture sales, this one is a pretty big deal. It's one wild week, starting Saturday, 10 a.m., ending Friday, 6 p.m., at all Feldkamp's Furniture Mart locations in Manhattan, Salina, Heavily, Marysville, Junction City, and Concordia.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day over the next couple of days, but definitely going to see some warm temperatures and windy conditions. Some areas of the high plains could see wind gusts as high as 35 to 40 miles per hour. We do have a low pressure system that will move into the area towards the end of the week and into the weekend, bringing some showers and thunderstorms on the warm side and a little bit of some rain and snow mix as we head into, like I said, the weekend.
weekend and cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny skies, upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 35. Clear for tonight, we'll drop down to 46. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 80. Thursday night, partly cloudy and breezy with a low near 61. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 74 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this date 92 in 1930. The average low 41, the record low was 25 in 1989. Sunset this evening 7:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:51.
When planning your springtime garden, don't forget to put out the welcome mat for pollinating insects. We will share a plan for a bee motel today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Keep up to date with the new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes and fun crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content, from feature stories, things to see and do, great kitchen ideas, kids' corner, and ebooks. Find fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 11th, the 101st day of the year. On this day in 1947, Jackie Robinson donned a Brooklyn Dodgers uniform and became the first black player in Major League Baseball. A lot of people think that mason bees are the best type of pollinators for a backyard garden. They have a mild temperament, seldom sting, and they're prolific pollinators. Here's a simple design from Mason Bee Hotel. Almost any container will do, like an empty soup can. Fill it with drinking straws, cut just a bit shorter than the height of the can. Place it near the garden facing the morning sun, at least 3 feet up from the ground. Provide a source of mud nearby, like wet topsoil, and your mason bee tenants will find a welcome spot for nesting. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Along with a new Chevy Silverado 1500, 2500, and Colorado pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier, a new Chevy Camaro, plus a new Buick Envision, Essence, and Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive today at Nordis Motors in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Felix Hernandez pitched into the sixth inning. Guillermo Heredia homered, and the Seattle Mariners bounced back from a blowout loss to Kansas City with an 8-3 rout of the Royals on Tuesday night. Hernandez, who was shelled his last time out in San Francisco, allowed 3 runs, 6 hits, and a walk in 5 2/3 innings. His only big mistake came in the fourth when Mike Moustakas turned on a 2-1 pitch and sent a 2-run homer screaming into the right field fountains. But that was also just about the only offense the Royals could muster one night after they piled up 10 runs to back a near no-hit performance by Jacob Junis and their bullpen. Up next for the Royals, Danny Duffy will try and bounce back from two poor starts when he takes the hill for the series finale this afternoon with the Seattle Mariners. First pitch at 1:15 this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Mid-America Network Sports.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your Lowe's, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
KU and North Carolina State, the latest schools to be swept up in a bribery scandal involving college basketball. A rewritten federal indictment released in the New York case alleges that an Adidas representative paid parents of athletes willing to commit to the schools. According to court papers, the Adidas representative, who no longer works for the company, agreed to funnel $90,000 to the family of a Kansas recruit and $40,000 to a recruit at North Carolina State. Cake TV reports that KU coach Bill Self, speaking at last night's annual banquet for KU, said the school in this case, with absolutely no knowledge of the transaction, was a victim.
I did not see anywhere, nor do I believe that we were thought of to be anything other than a victim.
All four schools named in the indictment are sponsored by Adidas. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Midwest Ready Mix wishes the Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams best of luck. The fans look forward to seeing the athletes compete at the games and events this week. Keep your eye on the prize. Win or lose, the Blue Jays will always be winners in the eyes of their fans. From all of us at Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha, Main Street Bank wishes the Southern Raiders spring sports teams best of luck. The community is proud of the guys and girls. Win or lose, the Raiders will always be winners in the eyes of their fans. From your friends at Main Street Bank, independent and family owned for more than 100 years. Member FDIC. Wymore Oil knows that the Southern High School spring sports teams work hard and is proud to support the athletes as they compete this week. Best wishes, Raiders, from the Wymore Oil, offering Hercules tires with an unmatched 2-year 50% road hazard protection and 30-day trust our ride test drive.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Frogs are important members of our ecosystem. They help manage insect pests that attack our gardens, support medical research, and indicate the quality of our environment. Take some time this month to find ways to support the frogs in your community. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Frogs are sensitive to changes in the environment. Being careful about how we manage our landscapes and trash can help our frog populations. Keep trash and chemicals out of our waterways. Contaminated water entering the storm sewers often makes its way through forests and grasslands and eventually wetlands. These are all prime frog habitats. Do, however, leave rocks, leaf litter, and logs near the edge of ponds. Plant grasses and other non-invasive plants along the shoreline. All of this provides shelter for the frogs. Reduce or eliminate chemical use in the landscape and don't flush medicines down the toilet. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Mules can be stubborn. So what do you do with a mule that simply won't obey? Wilbur was told what he should do, but whether he'd ever follow that advice again is very much in question. The story of how to handle a stubborn mule is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
During World War II, Wilbur Taylor was part of the 18th Veterinary Evacuation Hospital, stationed in India and Burma. His job was to care for mules that were used to transport supplies in the jungles of those countries.
We set up camp and start to take care of mules as they got wounded or had to have cinched sores or corn on their feet or rope burns or shrapnel.
Handling a sometimes stubborn mule could be a challenging job, but there were rules on what you could and could not do.
You wasn't allowed to hit a mule with your fist. You could slap them, but you wasn't allowed to, that'd be abusing them. You wasn't allowed to do that at all.
Things didn't always go as planned, though. Sometimes they'd use a twitch on a mule's nose to get them to obey. This time was different.
Captain says, work your hand up his neck and get a hold of his ear and twist his ear. Well, I twist that old long ear. I thought it was going to come off. So then he said, bend that end of it over and bite it. I did. And that mule reached around and got me and grabbed me and swung me three times.
Wilbur says he came home with the bite marks that mule gave him on the other side of the globe. But even for their sometimes stubbornness, mules were important to our troops.
It was so dark in those jungles, naturally, that they didn't know where the trail was. So they just turned the mules loose and hung on their tails. They took them where they're supposed to be going.
In 1945, the war was over. Wilbur landed in New York and was sent back to his home in Missouri. Caring for those mules had literally taken him around the world. Traveling the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Give your water garden a good start to the season with an early spring cleanup. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Check the equipment, clean out the gunk, and prepare for a relaxing water feature as you're living the country life. This episode of Living the Country Life is brought to you by Kubota. Find great financing on some of the hardest working tractors in America at KubotaUSA.com.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor, making it the only choice for first-time tractor buyers and seasoned veterans. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Right now, take advantage of payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
A garden pond is an interesting and relaxing feature in the landscape. Of course, it does require maintenance, and early spring is the best time to clean it out before it wakes up from winter dormancy. Eric Tate is the operations manager of a website called watergarden.com. He says one of the first things you can do is remove all the gunk from the bottom of the pond.
Even if you put down leaf netting, which is always recommended for the fall and winter time, you're going to have a few leaves get through. Your plants may have had some foliage on them when winter hit, and that's rotted into the water. The more organic debris we can get out, the better off we're going to be in getting a good, healthy, and clean pond established.
If the filter hasn't been running for several months, Tate says it'll need a good scrubbing too.
It's a good idea to give the filter media itself a very thorough cleaning. Any of the dead organic material that's built up on that, we want to try to knock that off as best we can, or start with fresh media, whichever the case may dictate there. Then get your water running through it, and it's a good idea to get everything going with some beneficial bacteria to help jumpstart the ecosystem in the pond.
When you hook up the pump, don't start it and then leave. Hang around for a few hours to keep an eye on everything and make sure the water is going where you want it to. If fish have been in the pond all winter, check the water for ammonia and nitrite levels. Tate says springtime is when fish are most susceptible to a disease outbreak. Don't feed them until the water temperature is consistently above 50 degrees. At this point, you can also begin fertilizing and dividing plants that survive the winter. Learn more about setting up your garden pond in the spring at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
gonna give farm.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay!
Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
2018 might be the year that corn prices start a real rebound. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Corn prices began dropping before harvest in 2013 and have stayed low since. Could this be the year that corn prices start recovering in earnest? That's what Arlen Suderman thinks. He's chief commodities economist for INTLFC Stone.
We put the lows in 2016. 2017 lows are above 2016. We build on it in 2018. We possibly are in a year now where Argentina, Brazil, China, United States all could see smaller crops than the previous year. Time when demand is growing. The big surpluses are really in China and the United States. China's surpluses are going down fast. There's question about what the size of those are, but the bottom line is demand is growing faster than supply. So we're moving in the right direction. Wheat is kind of a lid on the corn market. The drought in the plains is helping remove that lid a little bit, helping prices drift higher. I like the slow grind higher nature of the market.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers for Free Trade have released another television ad as part of the effort to highlight the damaging impact retaliation from a series of new tariffs will have on critical ag exports. The new spot features Indiana corn and soybean grower Brett Bible, whose soybean operation relies on exports to China, as do many more across the country. He said in the spot he's supportive of the Trump administration, but he has concerns about current actions that have been taken on trade and tariffs. And the fact that China's our number one soybean customer makes us very vulnerable, he says. Our farm, and like many others like ours, will be the first casualties in a trade war, Bible says. Well, the spot will run the next 2 weeks on cable news like CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. China has already announced $3 billion in retaliatory action, much of which was aimed at American ag exports, including fruit and wine. Farmers for Free Trade co-chair Max Baucus says China is looking to hit where it hurts. That's why they're going after American ag exports. Well, drought begins to tighten its grip on a large area now of southwestern U.S. Farmers, ranchers, and water managers are getting ready for what's expected to be more warm and dry weather through the spring. Federal drought map shows conditions worsening over portions of New Mexico and Arizona now. All of Nevada and Utah are affected by some level of drought as well. The drought map shows Oklahoma setting up for what looks to be the worst drought conditions in the U.S. The panhandle is an area dominated by agriculture. The amount of land that's under exceptional drought has more than doubled in size. Cole Perriman, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, said they're in irrigation period, but it would be really fantastic to get some precipitation out of the area. Crop conditions in the drought area have declined as extreme drought spans from Kansas to Oklahoma all the way to California. Three quarters of the winter wheat crop in New Mexico poured very poor. We know those numbers as well in Kansas. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network still seeing some pressure on corn and Kansas City wheat. May KC wheat is down 3.5 at 518 and a quarter. July KC wheat is down 3 at 537 and a half. We're seeing some issues with Chicago wheat as well. On the other side of the coin, Minneapolis wheat is seeing some small gains. May corn is down 2 at 387 and a quarter. July down 1 and 3 quarters at 396, so we're seeing some pressure there. Soybeans have been able to hold on so far. May beans up 3.5 at 1053 and a half. July beans up 3 and 3 quarters at 1064. All the later months are in the green as well. May soybean meal is 70 cents lower at 383.20. July is down 70 cents at 387.30. May bean oil is 34 points lower at 31.51. July is down 35 at 31.78. So we're seeing some issues with the soybean products today as we go through the middle part of the day. Livestock numbers have started out well, but that's beginning to erode pretty quickly. The early months in live cattle and feeder cattle are both still up, but that's going away. April live cattle up 30 at 113.10, but June down 60 at 101.50, and all the subsequent months are in the red. April feeders up 12 at 134.95. May down 2 pennies at 135.15. Make that down 12 now at 135.15, and all the later months are in the red. So the cattle markets are eroding quickly. April hogs down 15 at 53.35, but the remaining months are up. May hogs up 30 at 67.75. So things are kind of reversed where they were earlier as far as the livestock complex is concerned. May cotton is up 19 points, 83.72. July's up 18 at 83.35. Crude oil has been on quite a rally today. May crude is up $1.37 currently at 66.87, while June crude oil is up $1.38 at 66.82. The energies are doing well all the way across. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all also higher. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral. Drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, taking a look at another lawsuit against farmers after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Farmers spend a lot of time in the courtroom fighting for their lifestyle and way of life. That does interfere with neighbors who move from the city to the country and maybe don't realize that farmers work different hours. They generate different smells and different noises at different times of the day. But this is a case in North Carolina, where a low-cost, high-volume livestock rearing method pioneered in that state came under fire last week in the courtroom as jurors began hearing a lawsuit from neighbors who say the world's largest pork corporation is endangering their health and making their lives miserable. The legal action is the first in a string of federal lawsuits against the Hog Production Division of Virginia-based Smithfield Foods, and its outcome could alter production methods and profits for the company, which controls everything from the feed the animals eat to when they are trucked to the processing plant and how the meat lands on consumers' dinner plates. Smithfield was bought in 2013 by a division of China-based WH Group, that's the world's largest pork producer. But in dozens of lawsuits, more than 500 neighbors say that for decades they have suffered headaches, sinus problems, and intense putrid smells that cannot be removed from clothing or household fabrics. And the farm, interestingly enough, never faced complaints from neighbors or state regulators until out-of-state lawyers showed up to press their agenda. And now, the farms that produce these hogs, plus any farm producing livestock, will be once again coming under fire. I guess the big question to me is, what came first, the farm or the neighbors? But I can see both sides of this issue, and they're going to continue being decided in the courtroom. Back with a final word after this message.
Save big on Mitas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Mitas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through April 30th. Mitas tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now, save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Kinlaw Farm and its owners are not defendants in this case. The lawsuit targets only Smithfield. And the Smithfield attorney said, this case is about this land, these neighbors, this farm. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Rocks and root balls in the field can do a number on a combine head at harvest time. A land roller will smoosh down the debris, leaving a smooth surface. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Land rolling has been used for decades in alfalfa and grass seed production to improve germination and manage rocks. It's now becoming a common practice in soybean fields throughout the upper Midwest. Smoothing out the soil surface improves harvesting efficiency and reduces combine damage at harvest time from rocks and large debris. Rolling is usually done immediately before or after planting, but can also be done when the soybean plants are just a few inches tall. Jody DeYoung Hughes is a crop extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says besides pushing down rocks, another advantage of rolling is breaking up corn root balls left over from the prior year.
Especially if you have seed beans that you're going to plant, if they come in too dirty, you can get docked for that. And so rolling, what that does is help from getting a lot of dirt into the combine.
You could roll every year if you till, because tillage brings up rocks and the roller packs them back down. However, because you're flattening out the soil like a pancake, rolling can increase wind erosion and cause other problems.
worms. It can pulverize your soil aggregates on the soil surface and make them into more like of a powder. And then if you have a pounding rainstorm, it can actually seal your soil. And that did happen to us on one of our research fields. It keeps water from infiltrating. And then, you know, soybean plants can't swim very long. In a couple of days, they'll die out.
DeYoung Hughes says if you're considering rolling, the improved harvesting conditions must be balanced with the damaging effects on soil quality and the additional expense. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about rolling the soil at agriculture.com.
There's never been a better time to finance your rural home with Frontier Farm Credit. Along with our attractive long-term fixed rates and local service, you can save $500 on closing costs when you apply for a country home loan before June 30th this year. So if you're thinking about buying, building, or remodeling a home in the country or in a rural community, don't miss our $500 off closing costs special offer. Learn more by calling 800-397-3191. Terms apply. Equal housing lender.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the USDA released its forecast for the South American soybean crop, with the numbers being a bit lower. So how do these numbers potentially affect the United States soybean exports? Warren Preston is deputy chief economist for the United States Department of Agriculture.
In the case of Brazilian soybeans, we have production up by 2 million metric tons, but Argentina more than offsetting that with a decline of 7 million metric tons, which puts those two countries down by 5 million metric tons. Uruguay is down as well on the rainfall situation there. So we've dropped world soybean production by 6.1 million metric tons for the year. Tighter supplies will be beneficial to short-run price movements and should be mostly favorable to the U.S., put us in a stronger export position.
So that's potentially good news for United States soybeans. And the USDA says that South American corn production numbers are a bit different as well. So the question is, can we expect the same kind of potentially positive news when it comes to corn for the United States?
We've got Argentina down by 3 million metric tons and Brazil by 2.5 million metric tons. So overall, we're projecting world production down by 5.7 million metric tons. That's a drop of 39.4 million metric tons from the 2016-2017 crop year. So a little tighter on production numbers on corn.
Of course, all of these numbers are forecasts, and the final numbers could be very, very different. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.